Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm much more of a man of letters than I am a man of numbers. And I pay pretty close attention, or try to pay pretty close attention, to what it is that people say. And I sometimes take things at face value, and I will just simply listen to what somebody is saying and say, okay, I'll take that at face value. This is what they mean. And other times, I will hear the words that people say, and I'll try to read between those lines. And I'll try to figure out, I wonder what they're really saying, what they're really trying to get across. And as we gain more access to more information, we can see that sometimes our elected officials on both sides, on every side, use very similar language to define or to describe certain things. Or they're using euphemisms or more flowery language to talk about things that they're really interested in a sneaky way. Maybe that's a good way to put it. Lately, we've been hearing more and more about the need for a new social contract. Whew. That's a pretty profound thing to say, a new social contract. And when I hear that phrase, I'm not thinking about necessarily taxes or government programs or budgets. I'm thinking and asking a much simpler question. And the first one is, and maybe this is something that you have considered, and if it's not, I encourage you to consider it as I have. And it's this: what is the social contract? Because before we just rewrite it, maybe we should understand that the current one that we have, or the social contract that our country was based upon, what did it do? Well, it created the most free and most prosperous nation in the history of humanity. So why don't we investigate this a little bit? So what is a social contract? Every society has one. It's the unwritten agreement between citizens. What do we owe to one another? And also, what does the government owe to us? Maybe most importantly, what do we owe to ourselves? Our original social contract wasn't perfect, because nothing is perfect. There's no such thing as perfect, because there's human beings involved and things change. But it did rest on a remarkably powerful foundation. And it's this: that the belief that every person possesses inherent rights, and that the government exists to protect those rights, not to create them. That free people like you and me should have the opportunity to build families, to start businesses, to practice whatever faith I want, to create wealth, to help my neighbors, and to pursue a purpose-driven, meaningful life. That sounds pretty good. In nowhere in there is a promise that everybody would get the same outcome. What it was a promise that everybody would have the same freedom to pursue outcomes. The reality is that liberty requires responsibility. And that's easy to forget. Easy to forget. You know, I got to drop kids off and pick them up and get lunches and fill up water bottles and da 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 da. And freedom isn't free simply because we have soldiers out there defending it. And freedom isn't free because our founders declared it. Freedom survives because you and I, because citizens, choose to act in a responsible way. our founders, they understood something that is universal and timeless, that liberty and responsibility are inseparable. They cannot be separated. They must coexist. The more responsibility that you and I as citizens accept, the less government must exercise control. But here's the problem, and we see it everywhere. When that responsibility begins to disappear, degrade, just go away, well, somebody's got to step in. And every nation, every generation rather, decides which direction it wants to move. Towards greater responsibility or towards greater dependence. So, it's a big question. The new debate that we're having, or a new debate that we're having, there's people out there that are arguing that we need a new social contract. That America needs a new social contract because concentrated wealth has become the central problem. And their solution is to take or to collect more from those who have accumulated the most and redistribute it via and through the government. And I understand why that idea resonates with a lot of people. There are real concerns about affordability, healthcare, housing, education, and economic opportunity. And those deserve serious attention. But I think that there's another question that we've got to ask. Is it possible to spend our way back to trust? Because every dollar that we collect has to pass through institutions. Institutions that are run by people. People who are just as capable of making mistakes and wasting resources or acting in their own self-interest, as everybody does. So if stewardship is weak, more money isn't going to create better outcomes. It's simply going to create much bigger inefficiencies, more waste, maybe more fraud even.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
America doesn't have a money problem. I don't believe America's greatest problem is a shortage of money. We remain one of the wealthiest nations in history. I think our greatest shortage right now is of stewardship. Stewardship of institutions. Stewardship of communities. Stewardship of families. Stewardship of businesses. Stewardship of ourselves. And money, what that does is amplify stewardship. Doesn't replace it. If we aren't good stewards of a little, history suggests we're certainly not going to become good stewards of a lot. I think that the American social contract worked best when responsibility flowed upward, not downward. I am responsible for myself. You are responsible for yourself. Families care for families. Neighbors care for neighbors. Communities solve local problems. States solve regional problems. The federal government handles what only the nation can handle. Not because government is inherently bad, but because human flourishing grows closest to where people actually live. Strong communities build strong states. Strong states build a strong nation. Trying to reverse that order, reimagine it, or deconstruct it, it's not going to produce lasting results. Here's where I think that we lost our way. We started believing that the social contract is primarily about money. Who has it? Who doesn't? Who should pay? Who should receive? But money is only one of our resources. Every one of us possesses four extremely valuable resources of time, energy, attention, and money. The real social contract isn't simply about redistributing one of those. It's about stewarding all four. How do I spend my time? Who do I give my attention to? What do I give my attention to? Where does my energy go? How do I earn, save, invest, give, and spend my money? These questions shape our lives. They shape our families, then our neighborhoods, then our communities, then our country. Societies don't just magically become good stewards. They don't just magically become responsible. Human beings do. Individuals do. It's a ground-up deal. If we really want to renew America, let's begin where every lasting renewal has always begun. Not in Washington, not in Sacramento, not in a boardroom, not on Facebook. Let's begin with ourselves. Let's become people who honor our commitments, people who tell the truth, people who work hard, people who care for our families and our communities, people who are trustworthy, people who create value, people who serve others, who steward their most valuable resources with wisdom and with purpose, because that's what responsible actors do. So, if somebody asked me whether America needs a new social contract, my answer is yes. Probably not the one that they're talking about. I think we need a new social contract built on liberty, strengthened by virtue, sustained by responsibility, and lived through stewardship. Not because government demands it, because free people choose it. Because every great nation is built exactly the same way. From the ground up, one family, one neighborhood, one community, one responsible citizen at a time, one good decision at a time. Our future, the future of America, won't ultimately be decided by how much money changes hands. It'll be decided by how millions of Americans choose to steward the resources already in their hands. Their time, their attention, their energy, their money. Your time, your attention, your energy, your money. Because that's where every meaningful life begins, and that's where every meaningful nation begins. What we're really talking about is doing your part by doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.